tech gets a pat on the back. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. From Russia, Moscow is praising a decision by the group of oil exporters to slash production by 2 million barrels a day. The Kremlin called the move balanced and thoughtful days after President Biden called it disappointing. Last night at a rally in Nevada, former President Trump weighed in.
Biden is begging and pleading with OPEC, but instead of increasing production, they're cutting production.
The cuts by OPEC come at a time when gas prices are surging in the U.S. and much of Europe is worried about having enough energy this winter. To the battlefield in Ukraine, Russian rockets rained down on Zaporizhia, killing at least 17 people and wounding dozens more. That's according to Ukrainian officials.
The city has been hit repeatedly in recent weeks. It's located in a Ukrainian-controlled section of an area annexed by Russia last week. At least 5 private dwellings were also destroyed. Another 40 were damaged.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A deadly blast in Afghanistan targeting the Taliban. The group says at least 4 people were killed when a suicide bomber interrupted prayers inside a mosque at the Interior Ministry. ISIS is suspected. Yesterday, a Taliban delegation sat down in Qatar with 2 White House officials.
We do know it involved CIA Deputy Director David Cohen and a top State Department official. The 2 met with the Taliban's head of intelligence. Now, the U.S. had previously cut high-level communication with Afghanistan's leadership after learning it had been harboring 9/11 architect Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. Over the summer, the al-Qaeda leader was taken out by the U.S. in Kabul. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
President Biden used the word Armageddon last week when talking about Russia's potential use of nuclear weapons. Some Republicans criticized him for scaring people, but House Democrat Jake Auchincloss is defending him.
He is facing down a maniacal dictator who is increasingly backed into a corner because he's losing that war in Ukraine. I think we're seeing acts of desperation in his nuclear saber rattling, although I think it's important to underscore that there has been no change in the Russian nuclear posture.
French President Emmanuel Macron has suggested that leaders speak with prudence. North Korea has fired off another 2 ballistic missiles. That's according to South Korea's military, which calls the recent launches a serious provocation. A controversial stance on gender and sex has a college professor in Maine facing backlash.
Students at the University of Southern Maine are demanding that Professor Christy Hammer be fired for saying that only 2 biological sexes exist. The Bangor Daily News reporting that Hammer first made that statement last month in her Creating a Positive Learning Environment class. Just 1 student in the class agreed with Hammer, while the others insisted that a spectrum exists for gender and biological sex. She repeated her stance a week later, prompting another complaint from a non-binary student. The school saying that Hammer will not be removed, but it will offer an alternate section of the grad level course for those who want a different professor. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
If you're really hungry and searching for a drive-through, you may want to skip Chick-fil-A. A new survey says the fast food restaurant has the slowest drive-through. The fastest is Taco Bell, followed by Dunkin' Donuts and KFC. According to the survey, the main reason for the snail's pace at Chick-fil-A is because it often has more customers than its competitors. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.